different from the others.
Sponsorship and military security to discuss global issues. According to the Bilderberg Conference website, it is the annual forum for informal, off-the-record discussions about global trends and the major issues facing the world. Wow, that really clears it up, doesn't it? Attendance at these world-class conferences is strictly by invitation only. Invitation by whom? The first meeting was held in 1954 at the Hotel Bilderberg in the Netherlands to help improve relations between Western Europe and the United States. See? Here's the hotel. Now, the hotel changes, and as you can see, they would rather be a little bit more isolated. Right there. European politicians, princes, and prime ministers organized the event along with the CIA and the U.S. presidential advisors. There were two guests from each nation, each representing a liberal and conservative point of view, and 11 Americans. Everyone had a great time, and they decided to make it an annual event. Yay! I think it's a good thing, right? Well, everyone that's invited thinks it's great, since they all say they can finally speak honestly to one another, which is kind of a scary thought. But since it's so secret, how do we know what they're doing? They might be planning future assassinations or playing croquet for all we know. Who knows what exactly happens, especially since the press is prohibited from entering. Also, the attendees are forbidden under oath to share any details. So, conspiracy theorists can have a field day with this one. Some accuse the Bilderberg Group of conspiring to impose capitalist domination, and others of using the opportunity to establish a world government. Here are some famous attendees. Bill Clinton, Bill Gates. What is Bill Gates doing there? And officials from the World Bank. Maybe they all planned that sex scandal with Strauss-Kahn and the hotel maid. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you should Google it. Now for the most dangerous and powerful secret society. But first, which secret society would you rather belong to? Number one, the Order of the Illuminati. I save the best for last. Anyone is to blame for the murder of JFK and John Lennon, it's the Illuminati. Okay, not really, but the Illuminati has been blamed for almost every unexplained event in history, as well as wars and revolutions. Many U.S. presidents, Warren Buffett, Madonna, and even Katy Perry are alleged to be part of the modern-day Illuminati. Recently, they have also been accused of murdering Prince. Why? I'm not sure, to tell you the truth. There are many groups called Illuminati throughout history, but what most people refer to is the Order of the Illuminati, that was an elite organization founded in Bavaria focused on enlightenment. It was originally founded as a secret society in 1776, keep this date in mind, with the goal of bringing about spiritual and political change. The organization's members included forward-thinking and influential leaders from the top tiers of society who opposed general superstition, religious oppression, and political abuse. So far, sounds good to me. The group grew quickly as progressive politicians and influential intellectuals joined, and it became a powerful political force throughout the world. That is, of course, until the Pope ordered they disband. Yeah, the same Pope that hated the Masons, too. And the Bavarian government made it a criminal offense to join or support the Order of the Illuminati. Many conspiracy theorists claim that there are symbols on the dollar bill that represent the Illuminati. Let's look first at the Great Seal with the Eagle. The coat of arms above the eagle's head has 13 stars. The number 13 is supposed to represent the original 13 colonies of the United States. From a darker point of view, the number 13 is evil, and the 13 stars are formed in the shape of a hexagram, a demonic symbol. Remember that most of these societies are accused of trying to destroy religion and control all things from the shadows. The number 13 is repeated all over the dollar bill. 13 stars in the constellation over the eagle's head, 13 stripes in the shield, 13 arrows held in the eagle's left talon, 13 letters in E pluribus unum on the scroll carried by the eagle, and 13 layers to the unfinished pyramid. Theorists believe believe this repetition of the number 13 also demonstrates the power of 13 American families that dominated politics, among them Washington, Sullivan, and Jefferson, during the time of the seal's creation. Each of these families allegedly contained members of the Illuminati. Back to the unfinished pyramid, at the bottom is the year 1776 in Roman numerals. Again, this refers to the year the Declaration of Independence was signed. Theorists believe that this is also a reference to the year the Bavarian Illuminati was founded. Crazy coincidence? Floating just above the unfinished pyramid sits the most notorious of all symbols associated with the Illuminati, the Eye of Providence, watching over everything. You can also see in Latin, Nuvus Ordo Seclorum, New Order of the Ages. What do you guys think? Some of the conspiracy theories swirling around the Illuminati include that they were responsible for the French Revolution, multiple disease outbreaks, and in general, mastermind events to control the world and gain political power to establish the New World Order. Since they are so secretive and no one really knows for sure what happened to them, conspiracy theorists maintain that the Illuminati survived and the organization still exists today. Check out first of the year, the Declaration of Independence was signed. Theorists believe that this is also a reference to the year the Bavarian Illuminati was founded. Crazy coincidence? Floating just above the unfinished pyramid sits the most notorious of all symbols associated with the Illuminati, the Eye of Providence, watching over everything. You can also see in Latin, Nuvus Ordo Seclorum, New Order of the Ages. What do you guys think? Some of the conspiracy theories swirling around the Illuminati include that they were responsible for the French Revolution, multiple disease outbreaks, and in general, mastermind events to control the world and gain political power to establish the New World Order. Since they are so secretive and no one really knows for sure what happened to them, conspiracy theorists maintain that the Illuminati survived and the organization still exists today.